I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's go to Brad Foster, our Australian correspondent. Hey there, Brad. Heaps of coverage this weekend of the tragedy in Bondi, and things must be feeling pretty gloomy in Australia today.
Hey, Jesse. Yeah, they are. It's basically shock and disbelief. This is one of those events that has impacted us pretty deeply for the simple fact of where it occurred, the level of violence and the disbelief that it happened here. We thought these kind of events only happened overseas. Now, much of the reporting since Saturday, aside from updates on the people still in hospital, the names of the victims, and the question is, why did this man, Joel Cauchy, do what he did? We now know that he had mental health issues, but what many of us want to know is why he went to this shopping centre and basically stabbed six people to death. Whether that helps us in our grieving process, I'm not sure, Jesse, but there were over 1,000 people at that shopping centre on Saturday, and yesterday the New South Wales Police and the New South Wales Government set up a mobile counselling centre outside the shopping centre, and they're urging people to get in touch if they want to talk about their experience. Now, one piece of footage, I'm not sure whether you saw, it was on Saturday when everyone was finally being evacuated. There was a father walking out with his two kids who looked like they were in their early teens, and they were wearing blindfolds, I guess, because the father didn't want his kids to see what was around them.
Gosh,
and
that's quick thinking, isn't it?
It was, yeah, and I thought it was a clever idea, but there's going to have to be a lot of open discussions about what these kids saw and a lot of kids and how people are feeling, Jesse.
Yeah, we had similar discussions after the mosque attacks in New Zealand, which were live-streamed, and I think a lot more teenagers than we realised saw that footage. I mean, out of this horrible story, a couple of uplifting stories and you know, certainly some shots of people fighting back. And eventually it was a female police officer who shot and killed him.
Yeah, that's right. There was quite a few acts of bravery. The police inspector, Amy Scott, she was reportedly the first on the scene. She chased the gunman, shot and killed him, and then she attempted CPR to revive him. Now, I'm not sure whether it's the same in New Zealand, but police inspectors in New South Wales often drive around their area by themselves when they're on duty rather than being with a partner, and that's what she was doing, and that's why she was close to the shopping centre when the call went out. And there were various calls of somebody had a gun, somebody had a knife, there was more than one person, so she was very brave to go in there. And I don't know whether you saw the footage that she raced in there. She didn't hesitate, and she found this John Cauchy with the help of a few other people who followed her, actually.
I did see
into,
that.
The chase. Yeah, I thought that was great. And I don't know whether you saw the footage of a young man holding a bollard towards this man up the escalator. And there were apparently two of those men, both French tradies working in Australia, and they were trying to stop him from getting to the next level where there was a children's playground. There was also a security guard, a 30-year-old who died. So there was certainly bravery, Jesse, and it's some people can step up in times like this. There are still 8 people in hospital, including that 9-month-old baby
who was still in
intensive care, and of course that baby is without a mum because her mother was one of the victims.
Yeah.
We learned today also that the last name of the victim was a Chinese student, 27-year-old. She was studying in Sydney, doing an economics degree at the University of Sydney, and she has a fiance in China who doesn't have a I guess the news has to get to family first, and then the media can share it with everybody else or police. But Sad
yeah, time. Really, really tough story. And yeah, thank you for giving us the latest, Brad. Two other news. Yep. You've told us previously about the Australian Prime Minister's plan to manufacture solar panels in Australia, and now those plans yep. for Australia to become a bit of a renewable energy superpower are continuing.
Yeah, that's right. The Prime Minister, he gave an address last Friday at News Corp's Future Energy Summit. He said his government's vision for Australia is for Australia to take advantage of our wealth of critical minerals and become an advanced manufacturing country. Now, Australia has many of the critical minerals needed in the race to reducing global carbon emissions, and the Prime Minister wants to see Australia lifting its game in manufacturing. He said that he's soon to announce a Future Made in Australia Act in coming months, probably before. The legislation will combine new initiatives, boost investment in manufacturing, particularly relating to renewables. And we have our federal budget coming up in May, and commentators are predicting a range of investment by the government in this area, as well as greater initiatives relating to the ongoing cost of living challenges that many Australians are having, Jesse.
Yeah, it's and I imagine that'll go down quite well. People enjoy hearing about yep. the revived manufacturing sector. It's something pretty tangible. I expect that will create a bit of pride in Australians. Anything else yeah. happening in your part of the world?
Well, related to the first story, sales of the Opera House will be lit up tonight with a black ribbon, and all Australian flags around the country are being flown at half-mast in mourning for the victims of the Bondi shopping tragedy. Now, we've just had news that Melbourne will host next year's opening Formula One of the 2025 season, which is will make it a little bit more exciting.
Is that not always the case?
Well, we did have it at one stage. We had the first one of the year, but then it changed to the second or third.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Yeah, so this is going back yeah. To how it was. And now the second appearance of the LIV Golf in Adelaide starts... Golf starts in Adelaide next week. Cameron Smith will be there, and I did watch the Masters, Jesse, over the weekend, and Ryan Fox was doing very well yesterday, and he had a few bad holes, and then things went from bad to worse, but Scotty Scheffler was the winner.
How did the Aussies do?
We had a couple in the top 12, I think, Cameron Smith and Cam Davis. The other guys sort of, it was blowing a gale on day two and a little bit of day three, and the scores blew out a little bit. I felt like I might actually do okay there at one stage with with how many overcard a few of them were. It was nice to watch.
Yeah, thank you. Brad Foster, our Australian correspondent. Lovely to talk to you as always.
Thanks, Jesse.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.